This is very close to the fire. We welcome you this morning to Ballygowan Free Presbyterian Church. We're glad you're able to join us online, whatever device you're listening in on today. We trust the Lord will bless you. As we come to this week, we think of the 70 years of the Free Presbyterian Church, and we give thanks to God for the witness since 1951, the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, not only across Northern Ireland, into the south of Ireland, across the British mainland, and also through our various missionary enterprises to the uttermost parts of the earth. Our prayer is that God will continue to use and bless the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster. We're joined in our service today by Dr. Fred Greenfield, who spent all his ministering in various congregations, both here and abroad, in the Free Presbyterian Church. And we trust the Lord will bless him as he ministers in song and brings us God's word today. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for thy blessing upon us as we meet together around thy word today. We pray that the hand of God will be upon us. We pray that the blessing of the Lord will be our portion as we hear the songs of Zion and as we, O God, listen to thy word read and preached. We pray for blessing and power and utterance to be given to thy servant. And we pray that, Lord, thou wilt take our thanks for these 70 years that thou hast blessed the Free Presbyterian Church from small beginnings. Thou hast given the increase right across this land and further afield. And we say to God be the glory. Great things he hath done. Meet with us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're joining the singing of a psalm that was sung in a previous service in our church. It's often sung in our Free Presbyterian churches over the years, over 70 years. We have heard it sung hundreds and hundreds of times. Psalm 124, the second version. Now Israel may say, and that truly, if that the Lord had not our cause maintained, if that the Lord had not our right sustained, when cruel men who us desired to slay rose up in wrath to make of us their prey.
Thank you.
Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Let us seek the Lord's face. And after prayer, Reverend Greenfield will come and minister a few pieces to us in song from the Lord. Let us all engage in prayer. Our gracious God and loving Father, we come now to Thee in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee, O God, that we belong to Christ. We thank Thee we've been bought with a price, the price of the precious blood of our wonderful Savior. And, O God, we rejoice today for those of us who can say that we are Christ, that we are accepted in Him, that we are the saved of the Lord. And we rejoice, O God, for what Thou hast done, even over the years, in the Free Presbyterian Church. And we come, Lord, to say, not unto us, but unto Thy name, we give praise and glory. And we pray for Thy blessing to be poured out upon us in this service today, as we reflect upon 70 years of gospel witness. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt meet with us and challenge us afresh from what has happened in the past, to go into the future with confidence, believing that the God of the past is the God of the present and the God of the future. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. We thank Thee for the stand taken by the founding fathers of our denomination, those who took their stand in Cross Car in 1951. We thank Thee for that day, the 17th of March, 1951, when the Free Presbyterian Church was born. We thank Thee for that stand against the apostasy and liberalism of that day, a stand outside the camp for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the ministry of Dr. Paisley and those who stood with him. We thank Thee right across this land. Since that day, hundreds of souls have been won for the Lord Jesus Christ. Men and women, boys and girls from all backgrounds have been swept into the kingdom. We thank Thee for churches that were formed in those early years. And we thank Thee for churches that were formed in the years that followed. And we rejoice, O God, that from small beginnings Thou hast established the work right across our land, into the south of Ireland, onto the British mainland, and to other parts of the world. We thank Thee for our sister churches in North America and in Nepal. We thank Thee for the missionaries right across the world, those that have gone forth from our denomination under our mission board, are still serving today, and those who've served so faithfully in the past. We rejoice in all that the Lord has done. We give Thee thanks. And Lord, we know as there was a cause in 1951, so there is a cause today. There is still liberalism, ecumenism, apostasy, the charismatic confusion, the dilution of Thy word, and all this contemporary worship that is around about us today. We thank Thee, Lord, every day for the Free Presbyterian Church and its ministry. Imperfect as we are, yet we bless Thee for this God-honoring witness, the preaching of Christ right across this land. Bless our brethren today as they hold forth again the words of life. We pray that Thou wilt attend their ministry with power. And, O God, that Thou wilt bless them and that Thou wilt use them for Thine honor and glory. That men and women and boys and girls across this land, that ere this day closes, they may close with Christ as He's freely offered to them in the gospel. We pray for the moving of Thy Spirit. We pray for the power of God and the blessing of heaven to rest even upon the preaching of Thy word today. Bless Thy servant in our midst. We pray that Thou wilt bless him as he ministers in song. Bless him, O God, as he comes later to read and to preach Thy word. We pray that Thou wilt fill him with the Holy Spirit, that Thou wilt use him, that he might be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message today. And some man or woman, some young person listening in today, will hear the effectual call of the gospel and be irresistibly drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember our church family today, the needs of many who are sick, those who are laid aside in their own homes, and beds of sickness and hospitals and nursing care. We pray that thou remember our brother Carl stripped today in hospital. Minister to thy servant, Lord, we pray. Thou wilt comfort him and his wife and bless them at this time. Remember, O God, our sister Olivia Bammer in the loss of her dear brother. We thank thee that her brother is with Christ. But we pray for Olivia and her sister-in-law and for Billy and for all the family at this time, that thou wilt be gracious unto them. For others too that have sorrow in their hearts right across this land. We thank thee, O God, for the vaccination program and what has been happening and the reduction in numbers of infections and deaths. We pray that thou wilt continue to guide our government and the health service and all that they do. And grant, Lord, that soon we'll be able to be back to a degree of normality in this land. But Lord, turn our hearts, even as thy people. Thou hast a way of correcting us and chastising us. And we pray that through all of these challenging times, we'll be closer drawn to thee. And we pray that men and women across our society will be drawn in saving faith to Christ. Meet with us now and bless us with thy presence. We ask it in Jesus' name for God's eternal glory. Amen.
Thank the Reverend Alan Smiley very much for those words of welcome. We count it a great joy and a privilege to be sharing with you today on the 70th anniversary of our denomination. And we thank God for the Free Presbyterian Church. And as one man said, we preach the old-fashioned gospel of God's redeeming grace. A preacher once said that the old-time gospel is the all-time gospel. It is the any-time gospel. It is the great gospel of our God and Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to sing a lovely old-fashioned gospel hymn. Take me back to the old-fashioned meeting. It's good to be in an old-fashioned gospel preaching church. Take me back to the old-fashioned meeting. Lead me on in that old-fashioned way. For the Savior I trust, he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Once I came to the Lord with my burden, dark in sin, near in hell, day by day. Then I heard Jesus saves the poor sinner, and I came in that old-fashioned way. Take me back to the old-fashioned meeting. Lead me on in that old-fashioned way. For the Savior I trust, he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Now I'm walking each day with my Savior, and he guides me, he'll keep me all the way. Will save your poor soul. Listen, sinner, come by faith to the Lord, come today. Take me back to the old-fashioned meeting. Lead me on in that old-fashioned way. The Savior I trust, he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, forever.
As the gospel is preached in our congregations, and we preach the old-fashioned gospel of God's redeeming grace, it is that we might introduce men and women and boys and girls to the one who called himself the Son of Man, the one who came to seek and to save that which was lost, to bring men and women to the Saviour. Listen to the words of this lovely gospel hymn. I can take a heart that's broken and make it over again. Ah, but I know a man who can. I can take a soul that's sin sick and wash it whiter than snow. But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, he's a Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. If you feel that no one loves you and that your life is out of hand, well, I know a man who can. I can't walk upon the water, and I can't calm a raging sea, but I know a man who can. I can cause blind eyes to open or make the lame to walk again, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. If you think that no one loves you, and if your life is out of hand, well, I know a man who can.
Has done for us, even through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, boys and girls, we were on our story about Noah, of course, but we go back to Noah, God willing, next week. But today is a very special day, and we're thinking about Mother's Day. And so we say to all mothers, Happy Mother's Day. And I hope, boys and girls, you have remembered that this is Mother's Day, because mothers are very special. And so I trust if you haven't done it already, which you should have done, well, it's better late than never. Do it now. Happy Mother's Day. Now, the next question is, boys and girls, have you bought your mother a gift? It's a bit late now if you haven't. Is it something she really wanted? Maybe she's mentioned something she would really like, and you thought, and you went out yesterday or sometime the past week, and you've got something for your mum. Or was it something you suddenly thought about last night, about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock last night, and you were rushing to find a shop where you could get something? Well, again, better late than never. Have you thought to get up today and make your mum her breakfast? and to do something nice, or even make her a cup of coffee this morning, mid-morning time. Well, even you haven't done these things, it isn't too late. There's always dinner time. You could put out the dinner, or you could wash the dishes, or help with washing the dishes, or at tea time today you could do something. Mums are very, very special. We think about our mother's love. And of course, you've heard those lines, a mother's love's a blessing. And what a blessing it is to have a mother's love. Mothers love you, boys and girls. You're loved by your mother. But you think also about your mother's care. How your mother cares for you. Now, there are loads of ways that she cares for you. She gets your school uniform and nicely laid out for you and all the rest when you're at school. And she makes sure that your school bag or your books are together, that you have your lunch and all those things that you need to go to school. And your clothes are nicely ironed and washed. All of those things. A nice dinner on the table when you come home from school. No doubt today again, a nice dinner on the table. And so a mother's care, boys and girls, a mother's love. You think about a mother's protection, how that a mother protects you from those that would try to harm you, and how often you run to your mother when you feel afraid, or you're concerned about something, or you're anxious about something. You run to your mother's arms, and your mother puts her arms around you, and there's a feeling of security, there's a feeling of protection. Think about the mother's provision. All the things that the mother provides for you. You can think of those things today. And so the list goes on, boys and girls. A mother is someone special in your life, in the life of your family. Boys and girls, we think about love here. But you know, there's someone who has a greater love than a mother, and that is God's love. God loves you. And the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The love of God toward boys and girls, no matter where they live in this world, no matter what their situation may be, God loves boys and girls. God loves you today. As you think about your mother's love on this Mother's Day, as I trust you will, think about God's love. And think about his love that sent the Savior from above to die on Calvary, to die on that cross. And soon we'll be at Easter in a few weeks' time. And we think about Jesus dying on the cross and rising the third day for our salvation. And boys and girls, I trust that you will respond to God's love today, and that you will invite the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and to change your life and to give you eternal life, salvation through the Lord Jesus. Will you come to him today? Will you say with that little chorus, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, take all my sin away. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. May God bless all the mums on this Mother's Day and all of you boys and girls and your families too on this Sunday, a very special Sunday indeed. Well, we do welcome you to this service this morning. As we said at the commencement, it is a very special week in the history of the Free Presbyterian Church, in that 70 years ago, on the 17th of March, 1951, the Lord brought into being the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster. We thank God for the founding fathers, those who took their stand in Crossgar at that time, the churches that were formed over the years that followed, and then how God worked, particularly in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and many, many churches were formed and established. Buildings were erected, and God's name was glorified, not only here but across the world as missionaries went out to the far-flung regions of the world. We come today and this week to give God thanks, even in our service this morning and again this evening. We encourage you to have a time of prayer in your homes this afternoon, to seek the Lord's face and to give God thanks for these 70 years and to trust God even for future times that he will come and visit us and bless us. Remember the gospel service online tonight. I'll be preaching myself on the subject, the gospel we have preached these 70 years. The gospel we have preached these 70 years. We trust you'll be able to join us online this evening. Then Wednesday evening, for our Bible study and prayer meeting, we'll be reflecting on and giving thanks on the very day that the Free Presbyterian Church was formed 70 years ago, the 17th of March, 1951. We'll be reflecting upon that and meeting for prayer also on Wednesday evening. Next Lord's Day, 11:30 and 7, the services. Trust you'll be able to join us and meet with us around God's Word. Do pray for all affected by this virus and other illnesses at this time. Special prayers requested for dear brother and elder in our Dunmurry Church, Brother Stephen Brown, who's ill at this time, very ill in hospital, and pray for Stephen and for his wife and the family, that the Lord will graciously draw near and touch Stephen with that healing touch from the Lord. Remember also the family that have been bereaved. We think of our sister Olivia Bammer, who lost her dear brother this week, Sam. Sam was called home to be with Christ earlier this week. And do remember his wife Anne, remember Olivia and Billy and all the family circle at this time. We know that Sam is with Christ, and for him that's far better. But for those left behind, this is a time of loss and sorrow, so please remember them in your prayers. And remember others going through treatments, procedures in days to come. Pray for divine intervention in our land, even at this time. We're joining the singing of another hymn, and this hymn, again, was sung at a previous service, and following the singing of this hymn, Dr. Fred Greenfield, delighted to have him. He spent his whole ministry in the Free Presbyterian Church, continues to minister in retirement, and we trust the Lord will bless him as he comes then to sing again and to read and to preach God's word this morning to us. The hymn is in your hymn book, O Pilgrim Bound for the Heavenly Land, never lose sight of Jesus. He leads you gently with loving hand. Never lose sight of Jesus. 438, and we trust you'll be able to.
Once again, I'd like to thank the Reverend Alan Smiley very much for this opportunity to sing, to minister God's word, especially today as we think about the denomination to which we belong, and for the faithful stand of the Free Church on the preaching of the gospel. Christian life is not always an easy life, but it's good to know that even the Lord will keep us safe. The Bible says he is as the covert of the shadow of a great rock in a weary land, and he holds us in his hand. In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face, while the storms howl above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Oftentimes Satan whispers, there's no use to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise, where the storm never darkens the sky. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night is ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright peaceful shore, in the land where the tempest never comes, Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder shines no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Just like to read some verses of Holy Scripture. First of all, from the Old Testament Scriptures in the book of Genesis and Genesis chapter 6. Some verses of Scripture that are very precious to me and in my life and in my salvation and in the call of God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 1, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them,
that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And then over in the New Testament scriptures, in the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the Bible says there in verse 14, Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Just a few verses to close with in the prophecy of Ezekiel, again in the Old Testament scriptures, in Ezekiel chapter 3, and in verses 4 and 5, the word of God says, And he said unto me, Son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Amen. May God bless to us the public reading of his own inspired and his infallible word. Let's just pray once again for God's blessing to be upon the ministry of his word. Father in heaven, we thank thee again today for all thy goodness to us. We thank thee for all that is past, even in our denomination. And Lord, we trust thee for all that is to come. And we thank thee, Lord, that the end is not yet, and the best is yet to be. And we ask thee, Lord, that you will bless every one of our congregations today at home and abroad, from the largest congregation to the smallest. May thy people know thy blessing and thy presence and the power of God upon the ministry of thy word. Bless us now, Lord. Touch my lips with a live coal from off the altar. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. And help me, Lord, to be faithful to thee and to thy word for Jesus' sake. Amen. The Reverend Alan Smiley asked me that if this morning I would say something about how I came to Christ and how I was led by the Lord into this denomination, the Free Presbyterian Church. Some time ago, I was giving my testimony at a meeting in Portadown, and the gentleman who asked me to come, he advertised it like this. It was a flyer, a leaflet that went out. It said, Nothing sensational, nothing sinister, how God saved him and made him a minister. And that's true. There is nothing sensational. There may be nothing sinister. But thank God there is something supernatural in every believer's testimony when they were born of the Spirit with life from above into God's family divine. When, as the Bible says, if any man or woman be in Christ, they are a new creature. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And I would like just to leave these verses that we have read with you today. They speak, as it were, of three calls in my life. Often we hear people talking about a calling on their life. It may be to their vocation, or to their profession, or to their call in life, what they feel they ought to do. But thank God for the great calls in the Holy Scripture and the divine calls that come in our lives. Now, the first call I would like to leave with you is the call of God to salvation. the call of God to salvation. I thank God that I was brought up in a Christian home. I thank God on Mother's Day today for a faithful mother, for a faithful father, for parents who taught me the way of salvation, who took me to church, sent me to Sunday school and children's meetings, who taught me in the home the things of God. And I can say today, like Paul wrote to Timothy, that from a child I had known the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make me wise unto salvation. And as I think back over my life, I cannot really remember a time when I didn't know that I needed to be saved, that I needed to have Christ as my own and personal Savior. I knew that it wasn't good enough that my parents were saved, that they were ready to meet the Lord, that they were saved by God's grace. I knew that if ever I wanted to get to heaven, I must come personally, individually, to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. I had the privilege of sitting in many, many children's meetings, listening to the gospel in Sunday school, in the children's meetings. I had faithful leaders in the Boys Brigade Company in the 38th BB in Donegal Road Methodist Church, the church to which my parents belonged and I was brought up in. And we attended the little city mission hall on the Donegal Road there on the Library Hill, and we heard the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I had the privilege of hearing some of Ulster's greatest preachers. I remember as a young man being invited by a friend of mine to go to hear Pastor Willie Mullen. And Willie Mullen was preaching about the Lord's coming and how that even two would be in the field and one would be taken, one would be left. Two would be in the bed, one would be taken, one would be left. And how we need to be ready when the Lord comes. I remember that night talking to my friend the whole way home as we walked home from the meeting downtown Belfast, thinking about these things, thinking about the things of God. I remember going into my bedroom that night and taking the Bible, the Word of God, and reading through the whole book of Revelation, searching and seeking and hoping to find something more about the second coming of Christ. I remember also that I found it hard to get over to sleep, and I remember going over to my parents' bedroom and checking in that they were still there, because Mr. Mullen had preached so forcibly that one could be taken, one could be left. I knew that if the Lord would come, they would be taken, I would be left. And I thank God for faithful preaching, faithful friends, parents and friends and loved ones who taught us the way of salvation. But it wasn't until I was 17 years of age, and a friend of mine, a cousin of mine, asked me to go to the old Ravenhill Free Presbyterian Church to hear Dr. Paisley. It was on the 21st of February, 1965. And that night, I can't remember everything that Dr. Paisley preached about, but I remember he preached the gospel with great power, the old-fashioned gospel of God's sovereign and free saving grace. And as he preached that gospel that night, he emphasized this verse in Genesis 6 and 3. The Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." And as a young man sitting up in the gallery of Old Ravenhill Free Presbyterian Church, having been brought up and nurtured and taught the way of salvation, I began to think to myself, what would happen? And I knew what would happen if God, the Holy Spirit, would stop striving with me. If this was God's final call to me, if this was God's final invitation in my life for me to come to Christ, I knew I would be lost forever. So that night, as the appeal was made, I raised my hand in the appeal. Raising my hand didn't save me. Coming to the front didn't save me. Going into the inquiry room didn't save me. But, dear friend, I know that when Ian Paisley knelt down at the chair, and I knelt at the chair, and I prayed the sinner's prayer and confessed that I needed Christ as my Savior and asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life and to save my soul. On the 21st of February 1965, I passed from death unto life, from the power of sin and Satan unto God, from darkness into the glorious light and liberty of the gospel of Christ. And I thank God for the faithful ministry of Dr. Paisley and how he faithfully preached the gospel of Christ. So there was a call of God to salvation in my life. I wonder, dear friend, have you heard that call? I wonder, have you responded to that call? The Lord says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, but come to him. But we read some verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses that were often preached upon in the Free Presbyterian Church in the 1960s. I was saved in 1965. I started to attend the old Ravenhill Free Presbyterian Church when I was permitted by my parents. And I thank God for the preaching there and for the Word of God. But I heard this message, and it was not only the call of God to salvation, but the call of God to separation. The scripture speaks about uncleanness and idolatry and idol worship and false worship. And God says there in 2 Corinthians 6 and 17, wherefore come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. As I say, I was brought up not in Irish Presbyterianism, but in Irish Methodism. Dr. Paisley had written a booklet about the World Council of Churches. I heard much preaching about what was decided by the ecumenical movement to reverse the trend of the Protestant Reformation, that we could all be one. And in their doctrine of what they call symbolo-fideism, that it really didn't matter what you believed, as long as you believe in something and you have faith in something, we can all get together. And we heard about the apostasy and the liberalism. I heard about men who did not believe the Bible to be the Word of God. One famous Methodist leader who said it was like a boarding school plum pudding, that there were some good bits and some bad bits. Others who denied the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he never walked upon the water, or that he wasn't born of a virgin, or that he did not rise again from the dead. And as a young fellow listening to this faithful preaching, I thought, like David of old, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? And I felt this is a place I ought to be separated from the World Council of Churches, from the great apostasy, for resurgent Romanism of our day, and take a faithful stand. And so I joined the Free Presbyterian Church. And I thank God for the ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church. Everything I have, I owe to the teaching of my parents and then to the teaching of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster. Thank God for the ministry of Dr. Paisley. And as he preached about ecclesiastical separation and how men and women ought to get out from these churches that have, as it were, turned their creeds on their head. And I was in the Methodist Church, and I read about John Wesley's letter to a Roman Catholic. I read about the faithful teaching of John Wesley and his ministry, and how it seemed to be so far away from the great message that Wesley proclaimed, and to leave the liberal theology of the day. But you know, Dr. Paisley not only preached about ecclesiastical separation, but he preached about personal separation. And Sunday by Sunday morning, every Sunday morning, there was a challenge went out to God's people to live more and more like Christ, to be separated, to be sanctified, to be set apart, to come out from the things and the trends and this world, to be not conformed to this world, but be the renewing of your mind, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, to live for Christ. And I remember as a young fellow going out Sunday by Sunday thinking, this week I've got to live for Jesus day in and day out. Lord, I feel in the week that has gone by into eternity. But help me from this Sunday. Help me to go through this week. Help me as I go into the factory. Help me to live for you. Help me as I go to further education. Help me to live for you. Help me to be a faithful witness. Personal separation on to God. And then those verses that we read over in the prophecy of Ezekiel, and there are some other verses in that chapter. There was a call in my life to salvation. There was a call of God to separation unto the things of God, to stand with the people of God outside the camp with the Lord Jesus Christ bearing his reproach. But there in Ezekiel chapter 3 is the call to service. The call to service. Ezekiel said, and the Lord said to him, Son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech or a hard language, but to the house of Israel. I began to attend Raven Hill, all the services, the prayer meetings, the early morning prayer meetings, the late night prayer meetings. I took part in the youth fellowship, in the children's meetings, in the open air meetings. Any little gifting that we felt we had, we sought to use it for God's glory, going out distributing gospel tracts around the great city of Belfast, inviting men and women to come to the Savior, to come to Christ. Many of my friends at that time were going away from Raven Hill to the Worldwide Evangelization Crusade, to Missionary Training College in Glasgow. And I began to wonder, is God calling me into his service? Is God calling me to go to the mission field to preach the word of God? And one night in Dunmurry Free Presbyterian Church, the Reverend William Beattie was preaching at a farewell service, a valedictory service, for Tom and Doreen Lewis. They were going to work and taking the gospel into the countries behind what we call the Iron Curtain. And I remember Mr. Beattie preached from this third chapter of Ezekiel. And those words came home to me. And later on that night, as I was seeking God's will for my life day by day in those days, that night as I read the word of God, and further down the chapter in verse 17, the Bible says, Son of man, I have made thee as a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. But if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wicked way, nor from his wickedness, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. And I felt that the Lord was speaking to me, Son, I'm not sending you to overseas. I'm not sending you to a people of a strange speech or a hard language. I'm sending you to your own people. And you don't want to be guilty of blood guiltiness. You want to warn them from me. Take my gospel. Preach my gospel without fear, without favor. And tell men and women there's a heaven to be won. There's a hell to shun. And I felt that God had called me into his service. As Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I applied, spoke to my minister, Dr. Paisley, told him how I was feeling, that I felt led into the ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church, and he said that was great, but he says, Son, you're far too young. I remember going home and feeling a bit deflated, but he says, wait for another year and then come back to me and talk to me. And I went home that night, and as I began to read the scriptures, the verse came to me from the book of Psalms. Wait on the Lord, and be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord, he will strengthen thine heart. And you know, before that year was up, I was speaking one night to Dr. Paisley, and a great gospel mission he was holding down in the Christian Workers Union Hall in Donegal Pass. And he said, Fred, son, are you still of the same mind? I said, yes, I am. Well, he said, apply to the presbytery. And I applied to the presbytery through the theological hall, and I was ordained to the Christian ministry in our Portadown congregation on the 15th of December, 1971. So if God spares me to the 15th of December of this year, I will be 50 years ordained to the Christian ministry in the Free Presbyterian Church. I thank God for the privilege of serving him here in Northern Ireland, in Portadown, then in Mount Merion, then in Banbridge. Thank God too for his hand upon us in Canada, and then in Crossgar and in Newtownards. And we finished our ministry of 11 years in Dunmurry Free Presbyterian Church. And I thank God for the call of God into his service. Mr. Spurgeon said to his son, if God calls you to be a preacher, if God calls you to be a missionary, don't stoop to become the King of England. What a glorious, high and holy calling to be called of God to serve him. Wonder, dear friend, today as we think about these 70 years that have gone by into eternity, and how God has blessed the Free Presbyterian Church. And I thank God even for those 12 years in Crossgar. Oftentimes when I visited with the late Reverend John Wiley when he was in hospital before his death, he would say to me, Fred, you're in the old Foundation Church. And what a privilege it was to minister there in Crossgar. But friend, isn't it a privilege to serve God? Wherever he would lead us, where he may lead me, I will go. For I have learned to trust him so. And I remember 'twas for me that he was slain on Calvary. God calls you for salvation. Receive him. Take Christ as your Savior. God calls you to walk that separated pathway. In the doctrine of sanctification, we die day by day more and more unto self, and we live more and more unto him. God calls you to service, whatever it might be, in the work of God, to help, to give, to pray, to lead, whatever it might be. Dear friend, heed the call of God. May God bless his word to our hearts. We'll just bow together in a wee word of prayer. Our loving God and our eternal Father in heaven, we thank thee again today for the gospel of Christ. We thank thee for the call of the gospel that comes to men and women to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near. We thank thee, Lord, thou art calling men and women to walk with thee, to serve thee, to live that separated life unto God, to, as the hymn writer says, then I bid farewell to the ways of the world, to walk in them nevermore. For my Lord says, come and I seek my home where he waits at the open door. Lord, help us to walk with thee day by day. Help us to have our hand in the nail-pierced hand of Christ. Help us to serve thee, to seek first the kingdom of God. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless us. Bless every home and every family today represented at this meeting. We pray that thy hand would be upon them. We pray, Lord, for our denomination and the days that lie ahead, that thou wouldst be with us. O God, we pray for revival. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? We thank thee, Lord, for so many blessed times in the days that have gone by into eternity. And we cry, Lord, do it again. Move by thy Spirit in these days. We pray now that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit might rest and remain and abide with us all now until the Lord Jesus Christ comes or calls. Amen.